And with any luck at all, and with any relying on technology, artificial intelligence, let's go to the internet and see if we've got Arjun Singh in Jaisalmer, India. Arjun, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Arjun, our very classic guest, how are you?
I'm fine, with the temperature 110.
Wow.
Well.
Yeah, it's hot.
Was it last week when you were doing the elections, was it air conditioning there?
No. We have some fans in the offices there, but in some, some higher offices or some high offices where they sit, they have these kinds of things. Otherwise, fans everywhere in the offices here, and even in the schools, there are some schools where there's no electricity, but fortunately, the school where I teach, we have the electricity, and now I have some fans in all my classrooms there. And the new thing... what I really want to share this time with you is that the good news is that the Girdhar is elected as the head boy of the school, because he told me yesterday that the principal called him in the chamber and he told him that we elected you as a head boy. So 1900 students, class first to 10th grade there, and 1900 students are there, and about 40 to 50 staff members there. So they elected Girdhar as their head boy of the school.
And what is we're gonna have the picture of Girdhar up on the poster.
We need to tell people what a head. I mean, other people who have not read Harry Potter need to know what a head boy. And don't go to. School. People who go to school here don't know what head boy is.
So explain what head boy is.
Just like in every class, they have monitors. So they are just like the head of the class there, and he is the head of the all monitors. So if any problem in the school there relating to the students, they will just talk to the Girdhar, and Girdhar will just go in the office of the principal, and he will just discuss with them with all the problems of the students and anything that is related to the school, not with the administration and financial, no, just with the classrooms and study matters and other activities like sports and cultural programs, whatever. So all these issues will be discussed with Girdhar and the administration. So he will just represent all the 1900 students in the chamber there when he will go in, because if there's anything to tell, if there any program, then the administration will call him, and he will the administrator will tell that what's going in the school there. So he will come in the prayer session there, and then he will announce that it's going to happen this and that. So I think it's very important. You must not be only very intelligent in the class, not only in the studies but other activities. So the good thing with him, with him is what I really think, that why did he get this chance is just because of his knowledge of English. The way he speaks on the stage there, the way he just addresses the students, and the way he goes in the chamber there and he talks with the administration, that is important, and it's because of that. I also got an invitation from the administration, but I couldn't go because I had to go to my school, so I went there. But when I came back in the afternoon and I asked him about all those things, so he told me the students are not allowed to use the mobiles, so he didn't get any photo, but he told me that he asked his teachers there, so they just took some photos while taking oath and giving him the flag of the school. So he just took the flag of the school from the principal, and he went on the stage there and just kept the flag in his hand, and he took an oath there. So all this very important ceremony, I think the teachers are there very happy with him, and especially the students. I think it's just like a survey. The teachers, they just do the survey, and the students make a survey, and then they just make a one name. There's no election actually like that. There are no candidates. But then they just all, they just agree on a one name, and that's the Gajveer Singh, I think, is the school name. So he got elected, and he's very happy with that. He really wanted to just come on the show today and want to say about his all experiences, but because of his extra class of maths, he's not available right now here. He's in the class there. Maybe next time when he's off from the class, he would like to come and
we will
say
ask
all
him.
His experiences. Yeah.
We will ask him about it. How's his tennis going meanwhile?
Oh yes, he's working hard for that. Yesterday when I went there, and from that extra classes, he goes directly to the ground, and he just works there for more than 1.5 hours. Actually, he's the only one player there, so he still is busy with wall practice. So he asked me to if just to contact someone who can play because his friend, he's not now here. He is out of Jaisalmer, so he's the only boy in the ground there. But the first Fortunately, he got the permission. Now, being a head boy, I think it's easy for him to get that kind of permission. So very easy. So we are trying to find another boy or any other man who is interested to play, because even I don't know how to play it. I never just got the racket in my hand. So I think soon we will get one more competitor for him, and they will start to play. But right now he is very busy with his practice, and he's doing good in the ground there. Because all these things, when he was asked about the game, like tennis, he's the only boy who plays tennis. Tennis in the school. All the other boys, they play cricket or the soccer or all these things. So I think when there was an interview for him in the chamber there, so it's because of these activities, like his spoken English, his interest in the games, and his knowledge about the Harry Potter and his knowledge about the Hobbit. He just got the all the volume of the Hobbit. There in a ground, there lived a hobbit. So he told all about these things to his principal, and they just got him as a head boy. So it's very important, because I got some phone calls from all my relatives and friends. They just congratulated me. So I think he did something good. It's really good.
Well, it's interesting, because I can think back when I was a kid, Mitchell, my oldest brother, was a member of the Sharon Country Club, and in tennis. And at one point, before he decided to stop playing tennis, he was ranked like 174th in this half of the U.S. in tennis. I mean, so it's a game that that Gurdar can not only get into, but if he gets good at it, hell, he'll be able to support you.
Yes, and I remember when his result was declared, and he wept bitterly because he didn't get a position in the class there. But today he's happy. What I told him on that day, that it's just not only your marks that mattered. There's something else that, and now all the other kids who got the positions, and now they will just follow his what he will say in the class there, or what he will say on the stage there. They will follow him. So I think this is good in your life, that you learn a lot of things. And the other thing is that you must be very disciplined and punctual and many things, because the students will just follow you, and they will just be always just call you on at the prayer session on the stage, and will ask you to just address all the students there. So now I think you have extra. You are not only a student in the school. They just go and just in the class and do your homework, and okay, it's done. Now it's not. You have a good responsibilities, and I think it's good for him, and he needs I think all the blessings of all my friends and all my radio listeners, that he will do something good when the result will be declared this year.
There is no doubt about it. One quick question. The boy who was playing tennis with him, you said he left Jaisalmer permanently, or is it only temporary?
No, right now permanently, because his father was transferred. Because most of the students, like studying in the private schools, like in the English medium schools, their parents, they work like in army or in air force, so they get transferred after a couple of years. So his good friend who met him at the extra classes and became good friends, and they started tennis. But now father got transferred, so he got his transfer certificate, and he has gone for ever from Jaisalmer. But they are in contact on the phones there, on the WhatsApp. But he's not here anymore. So he's trying to find out one more friend who can play tennis with him.
All right, Arjun, we'll keep you updated. And we've got a picture of him up on the, once we post this on the on-demand site.
Congratulations,
and we'll speak to you next week.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, ma'am.
That is Arjun Singh as we go around the world here on Robin Hood Radio. And when, by the way, you can hear it rebroadcast online at robinhoodradio.com. Click on On Demand. Click on Around the World with Arjun Singh.
So his ticket